tweet at TodaySOR.
And lots of people getting in touch still about my conversation earlier with Mary Kennedy. Sean, Mary Kennedy symbolises the phrase, class is permanent. Thank you, lady, says Des B. Another one, my elderly mum used to write to Mary. Mary always replied and was so lovely to my mum. I wrote to Mary when my mum passed away and she replied immediately. She is so nice and such a lady. Now, for many of us, a mainstay of any traditional Irish breakfast is black pudding. But out today, a new cookbook aims to show us that we may have underestimated just how versatile black and white pudding can be. I'm joined now by food historian Martin McConamara and by Clannachilty Food Company owner Colette Toomey. Thank you both indeed for coming in to studio. Colette, what made you put the black and white cookbook together?
Well, I suppose, Sean, it's resulting from years of requests of people saying, what can I do with the black pudding? You know, how will I cook it? We don't have the fry up in the morning anymore, but my kids love it. People love it. What will I do with it? And people as well, just always, they try something new, something they like, they'd send it to us and say, look what I did with the black pudding.
I see. And you've got everything from muffins to canapes to burgers and lasagna. I mean, do you have a favourite recipe or two in there yourself?
I do. I mean, one of my favourites is the plain old burger. It really is. We made that some years ago for different food fairs. And, you know, there was a big music festival in Clannachilty years ago, the Waterfront, and we made that specially for it. And, yeah, and it's just...
A black pudding burger, is that what you're saying?
The black pudding burger, yeah.
But it's what's in it apart from black pudding?
It's your ordinary burger with black pudding, and, yeah, it just comes together so well and is very tasty.
Martin, you've written the foreword to this book. Black pudding, and I should say as well that you're a lecturer in the School of Culinary Arts and Food Technology at Technological University Dublin. You've written the foreword. Black pudding, it has a long and illustrious history, has it got? Not just here.
Oh, as long as there's been people, there's been pudding as such, because it's about, you know, as long as we've been farming and keeping animals, we've been using every part of the animal, and in every culture you have some version of black pudding available. You know, so it goes all the way back to the Greeks and the Romans and further, you know, and you know, even like one of the earliest sort of cookbooks that's available, which is called Apicius, there's a recipe there. That's just from the first century AD. There's a recipe for a thing called botellum, which is very like a black pudding as such, mm-hmm. You know. All the cultures, like you think about the Spanish mozzarella, you know, the French boudin noir, the German blutwurst, you know, and even as far as Tibet, you have a thing called a guayurma, which uses yak blood instead of, you know, cow's blood or pig's blood or sheep's blood as such, you know.
Yes.
But it's the same tradition. We use, in this country, we use oats. And actually, it's wonderful Flahaven's oats, like from Waterford, that have been used by Clannachilty here in making the black pudding. But in other countries, there could be barley, pine nuts, it could be almonds, potatoes, rice, you know. So it's really one of those sort of universal things.
I have to say, Colette, I have some recollection of observing black pudding in the making from my days as a messenger boy stroke meat mincer in Fred Hurchish's in Galway about 50 years ago or thereabouts. But just tell us, how do you make black pudding?
Well, we started off in the butcher shop back in 76 when we bought the butcher shop, and they made black pudding in the shop, and the recipe for black pudding was in the butcher shop. And it is very simply, it is ours is our black is beef. It's beef meat, beef blood, pinhead oatmeal, onions, spices, simply mixed together into a casing and boiled.
Now, when you say casing, I mean, I saw them, and I think a lot of butchers still, they will have the natural casing coming from the gut of intestines cows.
Yeah, we still make the natural casing. We sell it in the butcher shop. We sell it in select shops around the country. But mostly now it goes into the plastic casing because it's supermarket friendly and it is it holds longer and all of that. But the natural is... When it comes to it, the natural is the best.
It's the one of choice, the casing of choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit gory and gross, isn't it? I mean, doing the prep for that sort of thing.
It is, and you know,
and
my
kids boil the blood, don't you? And all the other stuff.
We mix it all and into the casing, and then you boil it, and so what you actually buy in the shop is already boiled, and then you. pan fried it's all, or
yeah,
whatever.
It's all kind of cooled afterwards, and then I suppose when it's cooled to a sufficient point, you can put it into the casing.
People are iffy about blood sometimes, and then they go into a restaurant and they'd like their sirloin steak or their fillet steak. They'd like it rare or medium, so it's not a great difference.
I suppose, Martin, that like the tradition of killing a pig or killing a sheep or whatever, that would go back on many farms in this country and, you know, in living memory, I think.
Well, absolutely. I'm just thinking about
black pudding would emerge as well somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Martinmas or St. Martin's Day, which is the 11th of November, so it was just last week as such. There was always the tradition in Ireland that you killed an animal, that you spilt blood on Martinmas, and then that you actually shared part of that animal with your poorer neighbours as such, because it was a time, you know, before, you know, you're coming into winter time, certain animals, maybe there wouldn't be enough grass or so for them to survive as such, so you kill them then and you prep them down and you're ready for winter feed and winter food and that sort of stuff. So much of our food traditions are linked in with the seasons, and it's all about actually sustainability as well, using every part of the animal, and really this is a celebration of life, which is great.
Yeah, and just, you're talking about the earlier references, I mean, does it go back, is there a reference in it to it in Homer's Odyssey?
Homer's Odyssey, all the way back. There's two references in Homer's Odyssey. The Homer actually started a fight over, you know, it was like a stomach filled with blood. But the earliest one I found in Ireland was an amazing thing called Aisling Mac Cunglinne, which is this great tale from around the 12th century about a monk from Armagh who goes to Cork, and he is not looked after too well, so he writes a satire. And it turns out that the king of Munster is dying from, or is suffering from the demon of gluttony, and he has this dream one night of a land completely made out of food. And he goes through a lake of new milk in a coracle made out of fat, and he arrives at this place. But there's actually three references to pudding. There's Maroc, there's Indrachtan, and then there's a thing called Dressan, which they reckon could be an earliest version of Drisheen. Mm-hmm. And you always think about, you know, when you go to Cork, you'll get Drisheen, Murphy Stout and Pig's Crew Beans. You know, the Boys of Fair Hill and
yes,
all that. So,
that's it.
You know, it's there's a long tradition. You know, we think here about Clonakilty in the pudding, but it goes back a long way to Cork.
What about the health benefits or otherwise? I mean, is this kind of, if you have too much of it, or you've got, sorry, you're stocking up with cholesterol, are you?
Well, but to counterbalance that, it's very high in iron. So the iron content is very high, the blood factor, of course. And and then you have your oats and you have your onions. You know, it's all very natural.
It's oats.
Nothing
and do you put barley into it?
No, we don't.
Because that's what you see in a lot of them, isn't it?
You do in some, but different parts of the country, you know, I think down Waterford way now, they use more barley. We use pinhead oatmeal. There would be regional variations.
Is it true you have a vegetarian version of this now?
We just brought out we call it veggie pudding, and it's very much like, instead of the pork or the beef, we have carrot and black beans. So it's literally carrot, black beans, oats, onions and spices.
And no blood.
And no blood and no meat.
No animal died in the production of this product.
No, absolutely, yeah, that's it.
And what's the taste like?
The taste, people are telling us it's quite like the white pudding, but it's on the spice.
The recipes for white pudding in the book can be substituted using the vegetarian one as well.
So they work very well together.
Just coming back to some of your recipes there now. I mean, you could have it with mussels and risotto, rigatoni.
Yeah. I mean, the options are absolutely amazing. There's one here, chicken stuffed with Clonakilty black pudding rolled in cabbage. That's Anna Hall from, she's an Irish girl, that's the chef over in Myrtle in London. And this is absolutely to die for. This
Anna was a student of mine around 20 years ago on Cahill Brewer Street, you know. It's lovely the fact that, you know, she has this great restaurant over in London celebrating Irish food called Myrtle, which sort of links back to Myrtle Allen Ballymaloe House and that. And when you think about it, you know, Myrtle Allen must have done more than any other single person to promote Irish food.
Absolutely.
Was well ahead of her time, you know.
Well, she was one of the first people that we, you know, drove up with a jeep and a box of, or a bag of pudding, and she was one of the first people
There was one other individual who was very linked with pudding, black pudding, really making it popular in restaurant, and that's sort of Michael Clifford. He had Clifford's restaurant down in Cork, and it's lovely to see, poor old Michael passed away, but it's lovely to see that his son Peter has two recipes in the book.
He was with us recently, and they are superb. They're fabulous.
There's another one that I think you mentioned earlier, I think, but it would appeal to people, the black pudding lasagna.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Instead of putting in mince meat.
It's really, really, that's one of the ones that you can, you know, you can make and just heat up. And it is really a great favourite, and it's great for children and, you know, it's a lovely, very, very tasty.
So do you think now with all the changing food tastes and increasingly sophisticated palates, if that's the case, and environmental change, what have you, I mean, is the black pudding going to be with us? Into the future.
The black pudding will be here forever. And not just that, but Irish beef will also be here forever. Because what we have to remember about this country, I know there's a lot of talk about climate change, but in this country, we feed our grass, we feed our cattle on grass. And not just that, but they actually feed themselves. So they're not only that they're grass-fed, but they're self-fed. And we shouldn't confuse that then with the big feedlot animals in America and places like that. We're very, very sustainable in this country, and we should be celebrating our Irish produce.
And I think it's fair to say that for the sophisticated palate, there are plenty of recipes
as
well.
In fact,
I can recall listening to the Gay Byrne radio show maybe 30 years ago, and he quoted a letter from a listener who said, black pudding and mushroom sauce.
Yes.
Is it just a lovely combination? Yeah. I tried it and it is.
Yeah. The apple or the chutneys or, you know, there's lots of things.
So the book is called The Black and White Cookbook, Clonakilty Black Pudding. And thank you so much indeed for coming in. That's Colette Toomey, owner of Clonakilty Food Company, and Martin McInamara, food historian. And you gave us an idea there with that little two bars of Jimmy Crowley. Here's more.
Clonakilty Black Pudding. Tis me jazz of full on pep, to put the lead back in your pencil and the spring back in your step. Heaven knows what herbs and spices are inside the saucy skin, but it brings a smile to wearing sign. August fog of mead marshin. And the man who made the motor cars from Ballinscarty Way, young Henry Ford, who tempered gold from coal black steel, they say, said the painter in the foundry, which colour, Henry, pray? 'Tis equal jack once you make it black, like that tasty tack, said he. Clonakilty black pudding, it's a bedazz of full on pep. To put the lead back in your pencil and the spring back in your step. Heaven knows what herbs and spices are inside that saucy skin.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.